niche-less narrative. We all have embarrassing stories to share, if we're brave enough. Today, I'm sharing a post I wrote in January 2022 in response to a community challenge on the Hive blockchain to share an embarrassing story. Many years ago, actually decades ago now, as I was in my 20s at the time, I was attending a post-secondary program. I commuted into school on the train along with my husband, who carried on to work in Toronto after I left the train at Oshawa. The train station at the time was sort of on the edge of a field away from public transit. If the train was late arriving in the afternoon, there wasn't really anywhere to wait other than in the station. Well, unless you could drive somewhere. There were a few of us who traveled on the same train and sort of got to know each other. One fellow was a travel agent, Al, who had his own agency in the area. We drove past his place on the way to the station in the morning. A few times we gave him a ride when his wife needed the car. Nice fella. One afternoon, train was late, we learned it was going to be a 2-hour delay. He picked up his briefcase, looked over at me, and asked if I'd like to get a beer. Sure, why not? Normally, I'd not have considered it to be okay when my husband wasn't with me, but we knew and liked this guy. So, off we go. Bar was just down the street at a hotel that had been there for many years. I'd never been there before. And it had been years since I'd been in a bar other than the Veterans Organization club room where I was a member. I never thought twice about walking into the branch on my own, but a bar wasn't something I did. It was kind of a culture shock for me to walk into a bar where the lights are dim and there was loud music. The club room at the branch occasionally had a jukebox playing, but wasn't loud. People were talking, the lights were on. It was just like walking into a room full of people. I briefly glanced at the dimmed room as we walked in. As near as I could see, the room was empty. We went up to the bar. I sat on one of the stools while he remained standing beside me. As I was drinking my beer and chatting with him, my eyes were scanning the bar area, looking at the setup behind the bar. I noticed his responses tailed off, and I glanced over to him and saw he was staring towards the back of the room. I turned to see what was holding his attention to discover he was watching a stripper at the back of the room. I gulped. Not only was I in a bar with a guy who wasn't my spouse, I was in a strip joint. I was mortified. He finished his beer and asked me if I'd like another one. I managed to calmly respond, maybe we should go back in case they make up some time. The train did make up some time. It arrived about 15 minutes after we went back to the station. Once I boarded and got settled beside hubby, I leaned over and told him about going for a beer with Al. I told him I was really embarrassed to have been there without him. He laughed and laughed. He also showed no indication how he felt about what happened. Nothing further was said, so I just let it drop. The following evening, train pulled in on time. I was waiting on the platform for the Oshawa passengers to disembark. A few of the passengers I'd gotten to know, so we exchanged pleasantries as they passed. I was shocked to see Frank getting off the train with a Cheshire cat look on his face. I asked him what he was doing there. He laughed and motioned for me to turn around. And there stood the people I had just exchanged pleasantries with, and Al. Frank informed me that we were heading down the street to see the strippers. Apparently, nothing further was said to me, but he told his friends and Al how embarrassed I was, and they decided we'd return as a group. Another embarrassment. I've never been in a strip joint since. Wonder why. So there you have it. In the bigger scheme of life, there could have been a lot more embarrassing things happen. In retrospect, I was an adult, and there wasn't anything wrong with me going into the bar with our friend or even watching the stripper myself. The embarrassment came from my own sense of what I should or shouldn't have been doing. How often have you felt embarrassed by your own sense of should more than actually doing anything out of place? Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Niche-less Narrative 2023. I'll be back next week with the next episode.